Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
But anyway, how we can keep the toddlers nice and healthy. And great to have Rebecca Williams, Research Associate at the University of Newcastle. She slipped into the studio this morning. And Rebecca, good morning. The Australian Eating Survey has been done. How are we going? It's a bit of a report card. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, well, we're not going as well as we would like to be, unfortunately. So a lot of Australians aren't meeting nutrient recommendations. This is the reason we actually developed the Australian Eating Survey, so that people can themselves online assess their dietary intake and then receive personalised feedback. And then that can help them to actually make improvements to their diet.
We're doing so many things online at the moment. Do you think by giving people the anonymity, they're going to be more honest than if you sat down with someone face to face?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the biggest problems that we have with self-reported dietary intake, is that when we're face to face with people, they tend to not be truthful about what they're eating, but being able to access it online and us not really know who's completing them, then hopefully they're being more honest with their reports.
So where are we going wrong? Okay, so there's got to be some good, hopefully there's some good mixed in amongst the bad. So what are some of the bad areas, average everyday Australians, where are we going wrong?
Well, firstly, we're not meeting intakes of our core healthy foods, so our fruits and vegetables. So actually less than 10% of the population are meeting recommendations for vegetable intake. And over 35% of our calorie intake each day is actually coming from those junk foods, so from confectionery, from takeaway. Yep. So we really need to develop these tools to help people improve their dietary intake.
Do you think over the last couple of years we've heard that people saying, oh, there's so much sugar in fruit, there's so much sugar in fruit. Yep. We had those old lines, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Yep. Do you think people have been a little bit scared? As in, when we were talking to Rosemary about it, sugar is the big thing and has been the big thing over the last 5 years to 10 years. Salt's gone under the radar. Do you think people have gone, oh, I can't have an apple because there's too much sugar in it, but found an even more unhealthy alternative?
Yes, absolutely. And I think the amount of information that's out there is confusing for people. So when there's messages out there saying, well, too much sugar is actually bad for you, well, they're just eliminating sugar from every source possible. We need to be able to educate people on the right sources of intake. So sugar from fruit is not necessarily bad because you're getting all of the other nutrients that come along with it. So
the fibre and that kind of thing as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because my grandma had a saying, she said, don't drink something you can eat.
Yes.
So she would say, don't have orange juice.
Yeah.
Go and eat an orange, because if you can eat it, you shouldn't be drinking it.
Yes, absolutely. Because you remove a lot of the nutrients when you're juicing things. And definitely better to eat the whole food.
Do you think people are getting more and more confused now when it comes to, because we've tried to educate, I do it, I'll walk down the aisle and I'll have a look at the nutrient value and how much fat, how much sodium, how much sugar is in there. Do you think people are getting to the point where it's like, oh, it's just all so hard, they don't understand between a kilojoule and a calorie, and it's just like, oh, let's not worry about it.
Yes, I think there is a lot of information, but there's also conflicting information, which is what makes people so confused. But I think the benefit of the Australian Eating Survey is that it provides personalised feedback. So it only takes people 15 minutes to complete the survey online. Within 20 minutes, they've got a personalised report back to them that tells them where they need to improve, what they're currently doing right, and, you know, it takes a bit of the confusion out of it.
Can you still do this survey?
Yes, absolutely. So it's still available online.
Okay.
So I think the details will be on your...
We will have a link on our webpage in a matter of minutes. Before I let you go this morning, that was the bad, the thing that we're doing wrong.
Yep.
Are we doing anything right? What are some... Well, let's put a nice spin on it. Yep. Are there some encouraging trends?
Oh, there certainly are. I mean, although we're still not meeting the recommendations, people are actually starting to improve. And it's, you know, the development of tools like the Australian Eating Survey that's actually helping people to make those improvements. So, you know, whilst we're still not quite there, we are seeing a trend to diets improving.
It's nice. You've managed to put a very tenuous spin on it, but we've at least done that. So, look, if you would like to undertake the Australian Eating Survey, head to 2NURFM.com, head to the morning page and click on my head, but do it nicely because I feel pain, and we'll give you a link how you can take part in it. And as you said, the good part about it is you get a little bit of feedback as well.
Yes, absolutely. We're also doing a study at the moment using the Australian Eating Survey, and we're comparing the report from that to also getting the report and having the use of a dietitian as well, so the details are available for that online.
We're going to have
to
get you back in the next couple of months and follow through on that.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much, Rebecca Williams, Research Associate at the University of Newcastle. Head to 2NURFM.com and the Todd Sargent page, and you can find a link that will put you through to that wonderful survey.
2NURFM 103.7.